flute virtuoso Sir James Galway has delighted classical music listeners for a half century. Sir James' Legacy Tour comes to East Lansing's Wharton Center for Performing Arts tomorrow night. WKAR's Peter Wharf caught up with the man with the golden flute earlier this week. Sir James Galway opened the conversation by describing some of the music and the players coming up at the Wharton Center.
The group consists of a string quintet and piano. And in the first half, we will do a Mozart quartet, followed by a piece by Debussy, and then a piece with my wife, Variations on Rigoletto by the Doppler Brothers. And I will then finish the first half with Carmen. Second half, I will play two pieces that I used to play when I was a kid. And we get into playing a piece by Hamilton Hardy called In Ireland, followed by three Irish folk song arrangements. And we finish with playing Shenandoah and Danny Boy and a few things like that.
To celebrate your legacy of performance and your commitment to flute players all over the world, you've collaborated with Con Sulmer in the development of a new high-quality student instrument. We have a big community of wind-playing students here who may want to know about it if they're just entering.
Yeah, it's a student model flute, and I think for the money it's pretty good. It has a good head joint on it, designed by me, and suggested by me, that is. What they do with the suggestion is something else. But I think it's a pretty good deal. We have, if people go to jamesgalway.com, they'll be able to log in on Facebook, and they'll be able to go to another place where I write a blog and where I also write about flute playing. There's a lot of things that they can do on there. But there's another thing I'd like to tell you about.
Yes.
And the listeners might want to know this. Recently, I made a 15-part series on how to play the flute. This begins with getting it out of the box. And we're going to try and put that out this coming September. And it will be it'll be for sale on the Internet. And it will have subtitles, Korean, English, Korean, English. For the people who don't understand what I'm talking about. And Chinese and Japanese and Norwegian and all that sort of stuff.
I'm a string player, so I don't know a lot about flute basics, but what are some of the challenges that are most difficult to overcome, let's say, for a beginning flute player?
Here's what the problem is. The problem is there's not a real great, strong school of flute playing. Hmm. There's not a school which teaches you how to get the flute out of the box, for example. People just open the box and stick it together in any old way. There's a definite way of doing this, the same as when you take your violin out of the case.
Yes.
You clean it, dust it down, get it in tune, and you get ready to play. But the flute, they just take it out, stick it together, and play. And the position of the hands is important. The position of the body is important for the support, you know. You know, when you play the violin, it's much better standing up, isn't it?
It is.
Because you can get a good support.
That's exactly right, because you're able to sort of breathe and move more freely.
Yeah, that's correct. And we get a better support with a good posture. People don't teach these sort of things, and then they wonder why they're not so successful. They wonder why the tone doesn't carry, why it doesn't get out there. And I can teach them how to do all these things. But, you know, it's a very hard thing, the beginners in school, because, you know, you get a poor guy who's a bandmaster, and maybe he's a clarinet player, and maybe he plays a little bit the French horn. So he knows a fingering for all these things. But the flute, well, he had a lesson on the flute once.
Right.
And he does his best. But I would like to sort of be able to influence these people. I would like to give a course to bandmasters about flute playing. It wouldn't take long, you know, about an hour and a half. And they would get the principle of the whole thing, and they would be able to do it better.
you're so busy on the stage and in so many areas of your musical life. What do you like to do when you're not making music?
Oh, Peter, I'm trying to play chess. I'm trying to improve my chess playing, and I keep getting beaten like a dog.
When did you become interested in chess? Have you always been interested?
Well, I was, as a kid, I was interested in it, but I didn't have anybody to guide me, so I just literally knew the moves. But then about 2 years ago, I got into playing it, and I found that I could do rather well against the people I was playing with. But unfortunately, they got better than me. You know, I used to be able to beat all my kids. Now they can all beat me, guaranteed. Thank you for your sympathy.
I sympathize with having children who surpass you, or surpass me in many areas. James Galway performs at the Wharton Center for Performing Arts Thursday night here in East Lansing. Sir James, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter. Looking forward to it.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.